I want to go ahead and ask you about, you know, what the significance of Black History Month. You know, a lot of people know about Black History Month. They are aware of the impact that African Americans, major African American figures have made. But I don't think people understand what really is the significance of having a Black History Month. So go ahead and, you know, from your point of view, explain why you think Black History Month is so important. And then we'll talk about how that relates to the military.
Oh, yes, sir. Well, I think it's Black History Month is important because in many of the history books, it's not relative, it's not really reliable information. And the reason we have this is that we can bring to the forefront a lot of the contributions of African Americans that many people might not know or might not be in the history books as written today. And the Army Reserves see the contributions of African Americans not as a celebration of Black history, but as a part of the whole American history. So together, you know, there's nothing that we can't achieve, but we've got to tell the whole story. And by having a Black History Month, we're able to shed a little light on some of the contributions that African Americans have made as part of a total American history.
So, Officer Bashir, many people may not know, but you are the son of one of the most important African-American soldiers in the history of the military. Can you go ahead and give us a history of your father, and then we'll talk about some more remarkable African-American Army soldiers?
Sure. My father, the late Master Chief, Master Diver Carl Bashir, was the first African-American diver in the United States Navy. And something of more importance, he was able to continue in this status of being a Navy diver after the loss of his leg in the mid-60s. So he was the first amputee to return to active duty despite losing the lower half of his leg, which was an accomplishment by itself, sir.
That is fascinating. I mean, that's got to be heavy shoes for you to fill. I mean, do you feel honored to be carrying on your father's legacy, continuing military service?
Oh, yes, sir. Even though I decided that diving wasn't going to be my route because I was interested in aviation, I'm proud to be wearing a uniform of a military serviceman just like my father did.
So we talk about your father's accomplishments. I want to talk about some of your accomplishments. What are some of the things you're proud of as an African-American serviceman?
Sir, the fact that I became a warrant officer and a helicopter pilot in the United States Army Reserve, the fact that I've been able to serve this country in combat roles overseas, defending America's interests, and just being a part of the United States Army Reserve, sir. It's been such an honor and something I'm so proud of doing, just being part of a greater team that's helping to keep our way of life in this great country of ours.
So does that, along with the fact that you come from this, you know, historical, you know, family, your father, and I want to ask, are the rest of your family members also military servicemen?
Oh, no, sir. I'm the third son of the four that my parents had. I'm the only one that went into the military and, of course, have a military career. My brother didn't go that route, but I'm so proud of the fact that I did. And I wish they had. I tell you, it's been a great way of life. It's offered me so many opportunities. And the United States Army has been just, sir, I can't describe it any more than just being a great opportunity for me to live my life and achieve my goals.
Fantastic stuff. So I wanted to ask if there was a way that people can learn more about your story and maybe, you know, joining the U.S. Reserve, learning about your father's story, learn more information.
Oh, yes, sir. I have a website ready available. It's www.usar.armory.mil. On that website, you can find out about myself, the United States Army, the United States Army Reserve, all the things that we're doing in the present and what we plan to do in the future. It's just a plethora of information for all to see. There's some exciting things going on, and the Army is in the forefront of these changes that we're going to the future with.
Excellent. So we've heard your story. We've heard your father's story. So I want to ask, what other things do you think has made, you know, the African-American presence, not only in the military, but in, you know, the country as a whole, so important and so impactful?
Well, sir, we found our true strength in our ability to bring together people of different races and cultures and faiths. That's what the American dream is based on. And when we come together, we're able to be a much viable force in this world for good. Diversity is not about what makes us different. It's about how we can make a difference. So today, African Americans are Americans just like other ethnic groups, but together we can achieve so much by coming together to keeping our country great.
Fantastic. Officer Bashir, thank you so much for letting me talk to you. Is there anything else you wanted to add before I let you go? I'm sure you're a busy guy.
Oh, no, sir. I'd just like to let you know that my father achieved 5 great hurdles to be the person he was. And by achieving those hurdles that he came through in life, it just took the opportunity for us never to complain about anything. A famous saying that my father had was, it's not a sin to get knocked down, it's a sin to stay down. So when life hands you lemons, make lemonade.
I love it. Classic saying, and I'm sure he'd be proud. Thank you so much, Officer Bashir.
Thank you so much, sir.